Welcome back to
It's All G.
So where shall we start?
Ooh, what did we do recently that we want to talk about?
We went to Bali. Went to Bali with the kids. It was actually super fun. We went for 4 days.
So it was my brother's mother-in-law's birthday.
Her
70th birthday. It was an amazing celebration. So she invited us plus all her friends to Bali. We were there for four nights.
Of course, before a trip, I always have to stress, oh my God, what do I take? I don't know what to take for the kids. How many clothes should I take? How much of milk do I take? And I always end up overdoing it. It's good though. It's good.
Yeah. I mean, there's, you know. And there's always the balance of the couples. For her, it's like pack, prepare everything, blah, blah, blah. When are we flying?
Oh my gosh, yeah. He's like I just have to tell him, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the day we're leaving. So yeah, I just plan everything anyway. So,
yeah, but that being said, since I leave all the plans up to her, something epic happened to us just about 3 weeks ago.
What did I do?
Where we went for a wedding. You remember now?
Yeah.
So she tells me, Ashan, come on, you got to get ready. We have a wedding tonight. And I'm like, oh yeah, sure. So I get ready, wear my suit, blah, blah, blah. She puts on a beautiful dress, does her makeup. And we go to the wedding hall where we assume this wedding is happening. And we're outside now looking at the names, you know, when trying to figure out where our seats are. And our names are not on the board. So I was just like, that's odd. And she's like, no, maybe, you know, they're given seats only for the older crowd and the younger crowd just has to stand, whatever.
Let's
go inside. I was like, no. I don't even see any of our friends' names on this board. Can we just check? So she then turns around and sees the board with the bride and groom's name on it. And it's not our friends.
And there was a bunch of people outside just
they were watching
us. Yeah, they were watching us.
Yeah, they could see us tripping out.
We're just going through it and I'm just like, what? And I could see them just like staring like, what are you all doing?
But the moment we realized, they all burst out laughing.
Yeah, because I was just like, oh my God, this is a wrong wedding. Because I assumed the wedding was downstairs in a different hall.
And yeah, so I thought, okay, we had the wrong hall. But then she goes and checks the invitation. It's a week later. And yeah, so we were there all dressed up. And so it was some of her followers too who messaged her and were like, oh my God, we saw you at the wedding, blah, blah, blah.
God,
it was
so epic.
But that's the extent of how much I don't know what our plans are. And I just rely on her to, you know, tell me what needs to be done.
But
so
anyway,
So packing, she overpacked.
I overpacked. But the thing is with the kids.
It's better to have more.
Especially with the kids. Like with us, so what I do is with the kids, whenever we travel anywhere, I always put 2 outfits per day. And for diapers, I put about 6 to 7 diapers a day. Because, you know, for me, it's like, you never know if they get like food poisoning or anything, you know, there's always like, you're always prepared. And like even medicine, like I know exactly what medicine to take for like, you know, a cough, cold, fever, everything. Like because Seth and Abby have got all this stuff. So I know exactly what I have to keep giving them. So I take like 2 bottles of each. Panadol, I take about 3 bottles. Just in case both get it, then the Panadol is over in 1 bottle. So I always prepare with that. And also there are puffs. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm listening to you talk, man. What do you want me to do? You want me to interrupt you or something?
No. Anyway, yeah. So I always
prepare with shush, man. When you talk, I listen.
Okay, whatever. But anyway, yeah, I always carry, like, I'm like a medicine kit. Like, I have everything. Even for us, like, even if we get, like, a bad back or... I just prepare. I'm just, like, a bit crazy.
Well,
yeah.
But which is why I don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah, so... For the kids, yeah, that's what I do. And, like, even when we travel on the plane, like, obviously, I prepare. I take, like... For formula, I take like 4 to 5 containers.
Containers.
So like with Abby, since we travel with 2 kids, the two of us were in on like different seats, so we weren't sitting next to each other. So then I told myself, okay.
Yeah, that's because Seth has his own seat now, so Seth has to sit next to me, and it's 2 seat aisles.
Yeah.
She had to sit separately with
Abby. So I like had to pack 2 different bags. So I had like their biscuits. The thing is, Abby and Seth love eating biscuits. So then I have to pack their biscuits. And like for Nangi, thing is with Nangi, like I was trying to figure out what she would like on the flight. But thank God, it was a knife fight. I always recommend going on a knife fight because they always knock out. Except Seth didn't really knock out though, right? He was just on his Nintendo just playing games. Shehan is knocked out. Seth is like, Dana, wake up.
Yeah, he woke me up for everything. I mean, not everything. He just wanted to keep waking me up, you know.
Man, and then he's looking at me like, Mama, come here, please. So then when Abby is asleep, I quickly give Abby to my mother-in-law and I quickly go and jump in with Seth. And then I talk to him and I'm like, okay, now the light's off. Now it's time for you to put your Nintendo away. And then he puts it away and I was like, now it's time to go to sleep. And then he goes to sleep. So that was actually good.
While we were going.
Then. While we were going, yeah. So that was a good thing, actually. And then he didn't wake up till...
We landed?
No, he slept even in the lounge, right? Remember? He slept till we got to the next flight.
Really?
Yeah. Remember he was sleeping on that couch?
In Malaysia,
do you remember that? He was sleeping on the couch, we went and ate, Nangi was running everywhere.
Oh yeah, now that you say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he would have been tired, right?
So exhausted. Mm. But anyway, he was super excited also. Like, you know, he kept, like, Shehan had marked it on the calendar as well.
Yeah, usually we don't tell him our plans till we're about to, you know, execute the plan. Because otherwise, they don't understand time and days and stuff like that. So, like, they think, okay, it's happening now or it's happening soon. But luckily, Seth's old enough to kind of now read a calendar. So we started marking off the days and I drew a plane on the day we were leaving. So he had a countdown to every night to mark it off. And he loved it. So,
He's super excited.
The flights there were perfectly fine.
Yeah, it was good. Abby actually slept though. The thing with her is like as soon as you put the sleep sack on her, like I immediately put the sleep sack when we got on the flight,
it's like a signal for her to...
Yeah, she just knows that she has to go to sleep. So she just takes it and she starts biting. That's like her comfort, biting the sleep sack. So as soon as... And while she was talking first, she's shouting, 1, 4, 9 And I was like, oh my gosh, stop. I thought she was gonna continue that. She just kept shouting, 1, 4, 9
Yeah, and you don't even know how or where.
I don't know what she was doing. Yeah.
But yeah,
luckily she just like knocked out afterwards. So then I didn't sleep at all because I kept looking back at Seth and I'm like, when is he falling asleep? Then when he eventually fell asleep, in half an hour, we were supposed to land. So, I was just up basically the whole flight. He was nicely knocked out, of course. Then
I can't, you just get on a flight and I can fall asleep like that.
Oh, my gosh. Then we got to the lounge, had breakfast. I was falling asleep there as well. But then
the second flight had a really cool in-flight entertainment system.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, no, the first flight.
The first flight.
So, it's got a Wi-Fi that you connect to with your phone. And then you have access to their in-flight entertainment and you can watch all the movies just off your phone. So you can use your own headphones and stuff.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, so flights that don't have the screens, the smaller flights. I think that's crazy new innovation that, you can use. And it's available, obviously, throughout the entire flight.
Yeah. And now, of course, the second flight, we, of course, download. I downloaded all Abby's favorite, YouTube videos, Netflix videos, everything I downloaded and kept. And the good thing is when you're connected to the internet, it stays on. So, you don't have to keep downloading it all the time. So, that was a good thing. And she loved I bought her a little headset. So, she was kind of obsessed with that as well. And then on the second flight, she knocked out again, which was really good. And then she woke up about an hour before. And then she was just jumping. Thing with Abby is she can't sit in one place. She just loves to move around. And Seth,
like a little prawn.
Yes, a little prawn. Seth, of course, was pretty chilled out. He was on top of Shehan, sleeping. Not sleeping, he was actually playing his Nintendo and just lying on you.
I can't believe you're saying Nintendo so perfectly now.
That's because I'm conscious about
That's crazy.
Yeah.
She can never say Nintendo. She's been calling it an Nintendo.
Just go away.
It's so crazy. I was like, wait, what? How is this happening? I was waiting to laugh at you on this podcast for saying that's crazy. So you can if you just make the effort. Is that what you're telling me?
Exactly.
That's nuts. Anyways. So we got to Bali and first day was pretty chill with the kids, of course.
Pretty
chill.
They were tired anyways. Relax, yeah. And they
she wanted to relax.
Mr. Party Animal here got wasted, put the kids to sleep, and then suddenly I come back down and Mr. Shino Banana has made a friend on the road next to the club.
Yeah, his name was Len Thong.
Sweet guy though.
Sweet guy, yeah. He was just, you know, helping us out. We went to Mexicola.
Yeah,
pretty cool place.
Yeah, it was really nice. You know,
I ended up dancing with the...
Hi guys, quick shout out. We are at the Sensory Station on Torrington Avenue.
This place is a parent's dream.
We've got...
playhouses.
A pulpit. Sensory tables.
And a massive outdoor area. So come on over to the Sensory Station.
Where the fun never stops. Now back to the episode.
The cleaning guy.
Yeah, he was a super dancer. Oh my gosh, yeah. And the thing is, like, it's crazy. Like, you know, when you go to a club, like, you expect to listen to, like, new songs. But, like...
Yeah.
It's just...
You know, I was kind of shitting on Sri Lankan clubs saying they're playing the same thing they played when I started partying. And then we went to Bali and they're doing the same thing. It's like all the best party music came out in our generation.
Yeah, I think so. You know what I mean?
Like, it's 10 years later, more than 10 years later, and they're still playing the same songs.
Honestly, it was amazing.
But yeah, we had a ball.
We just had such an amazing time.
So yeah, the first night, partied it up, then went to sleep.
Second day, we woke up
and went to the water park. Yeah, it was a really nice water park.
That was so much of fun. Oh my God, the kids had a blast.
Abby is such a little daredevil. She was okay to go on her own, obviously on the kids' slides. But she was okay to, you know, slide by herself. Yeah. She had a ball. Seth, of course, adventurous as he is, loved the slides.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like the tunnel slides, which I understand. Because, you know,
it's a bit dark.
Yeah, it's enclosed.
Yeah.
To be honest, even I don't like them
I'm scared to go on any slide, actually. Even the kids' slide, I was like, oh my God, when I had to go with Abby, I was having palpitations.
You like, go with Seth? She's like, no, you go. What? It's a kids' slide.
I don't like roller coasters.
But I told her this on the trip. I said, when the kids can't understand, you can't say no. Because, like, you know, then they have an excuse to say no. And you should never become the excuse to say no. And I said, even if I say, hey, you have to sing now. You have to sing now.
Because otherwise,
we can never ask them to sing. They'll be like, oh, why? Mama doesn't sing. it's a thing. So,
yeah. But no. Luckily, I'll tell them. I'm scared.
No, that's how can you tell them? Then they're going to be like, oh, we're scared too.
But they're not scared. They are there.
Right, but that's exactly. They're not. But you will put that in their head if you say it to them.
Let's not go on any rides till they're older. Then we don't have to go.
What? I don't even understand.
I feel like when they're a little older, they'll still go on the rides even though I'm scared.
No, but what if you saying you're scared puts fear in them, and then when they're going on the ride, they're just like, oh my God, this is scary. I don't want to do it again.
I need to go to the bathroom. You guys go with Dad.
For the entire park?
Yeah.
Yeah, even when we went with all our friends to the theme park, every ride, she did none.
I just sat and watched them.
She just walked with us to the entrance of each ride and sat there and watched us. And yeah, that was her entire day, imagine. Crazy.
That was like about 10 years ago.
No, that's when we went with Bugsy and Varya and them.
Yeah, no, we were married. Not 10 years ago. We were married.
It was just before COVID.
Yeah, just before COVID. But anyway, so we went to the water park. It was amazing. We were there for like about 4 or 5 hours. And the food, oh my gosh, food was so good.
Yeah. Oh, and then they had a mascot that came around.
Oh, yeah.
And Seth and Abby, not Abby, actually. Abby got a little scared. But Seth was in love with him. He went and he wanted a hug. And then he wanted to take a picture.
Yeah, it was so cute. It was so adorable. Yeah. Went there and then afterwards, what did we do? We had a dinner, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went for dinner, I think. Oh my gosh, I can't. Yes, we went for dinner. We went to that beautiful restaurant, remember?
That wasn't that night.
That was that night.
Yeah, you're right.
And yeah, that night we went
for dinner. What was it called? Biku?
No, Maraya Puthi.
Biku was the breakfast place.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, it was a really beautiful restaurant. Felt outdoors, but it's indoors. Like, I'm talking... triple height ceiling with palm trees and stuff, but it's indoors.
Yeah.
So it was really nice.
Amazing.
Food was also top notch.
It was really good. So went there, and then the next day, Seth, like anywhere we go, Seth always wants to go to an arcade, you know.
Yes. That's and that like, is now my excuse to go to an arcade on every
like,
trip.
Yeah, Shehan's just like obsessed.
I love arcades. I'm just like actually, literally obsessed.
That place was really good.
It was
though.
Really nice. It was fun.
Yeah, it was amazing. We were there for about three hours. I think even Abby had a ball. And I can just picture when she's older, she's going to be a little gamer as well. 100%.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
And I loved watching like older people watch Seth play.
Yeah.
Because he's pretty advanced for his age, so...
He's good at gaming. He's just yeah. natural at it, and like he's so like confident. He goes like for me like now Shehan is playing and he's confident. Now I'm with Abby and I can see Seth running the other way. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, this child.
It's like let him be.
Yeah,
he knows what
but
he
I'm
wants
stressed.
To
you know, I don't want to keep him alone or anything. But he goes nicely, plays, and then he comes back though. He's pretty pretty good.
Yeah, he's a
yeah,
good
yeah,
kid.
Yeah, he's super.
And then of course we won enough points to buy a whole lot of stuff from
oh
the
my gosh, yeah.
store.
Crazy.
It was fun. And then what did we do?
And then what did we do that day?
Oh, we bought his Ninja Turtle masks.
Oh my gosh, yeah, we did. Yeah. And then the thing is we had to go for lunch. So the thing with Abby and Seth is when we take them, obviously when we travel, Abby is pretty easy to feed, but sometimes Seth gets a bit fussy. And like right now, like Seth is obsessed with milk. So every time he even gets hungry, sometimes he's like, he wants milk. But then me, I'm just like, no, you have to have like rice or something. But you know, then Shehan says, you know, he's on a trip. Just let him do what he wants. Let him eat what he wants. Don't be that typical mother. Just let him, if he wants to eat chips, just give him chips. It's okay because that fills his stomach. And sometimes I can see the chips coming. I'm like, no, don't bring the chips. I'm like, get him to feed him.
But then again, I mean, we ordered Macca's for him a lot because
oh
he
gosh.
Missed his nuggets so much.
No no McDonald's anymore here. So he ate like 10
Yeah, because he like even when they closed it down at One Golf Face, when
so
we
sad.
Walked past it, he'd just be like, oh, dada, you know, where are no more chicken nuggets. So like when we went there and there was a McDonald's, we were like, okay, we're getting this for him, and he smashed it. One day he
had like
10.
10 nuggets. Oh
yeah,
my God.
After the water park.
Yeah,
after the water park.
So and he got hangry. Do you remember?
Oh yeah, seen man.
Like in the
on
car,
the way back,
he was
we wanted so moody.
So moody and just annoyed with everything. If anyone said anything, if anyone made a noise, he was just getting irritated. We were just like, what
yeah,
is this?
Yeah, and like. We didn't get it till he ate a little bit and his mood just changed like that.
Crazy.
And then I realized, because I get hangry.
Yeah.
It's like one of my massive traits that everyone knows about.
Yeah.
But like seeing it in him was nuts. First experience.
And obviously after the water park, swimming.
Yeah.
He was just
and he
like,
was having chips and stuff.
Yeah, but
like, you know,
still,
after a water park, we all know how hungry we get, right? So yeah, that was crazy.
Nuts, yeah.
I almost forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we were kind of getting annoyed as well
at
one point.
What
like, why?
Because
Abiela tried
like
to, like, Abiela said something and he pushed her.
Yeah.
And we were like, you know, this is so unlike him.
Yeah.
And the moment he ate those nuggets, he was just like the perfect
different
child
person,
again.
Yeah. And
crazy. Yeah, so cute. But the food there is just
amazing.
Yeah.
And the thing is that, for me, I love my rice. So every time I just had nasi goreng.
I had mee goreng. And
oh
like,
my
and,
gosh, yeah.
And it's hilarious, right? Like, so we started in Malaysia. And the only thing I learned to say was tamau sayo, which means no vegetables, right? Because whenever I go to like the saivers in Malaysia, which are called mamaks.
Yeah.
I order, you know, either fried rice or mee goreng or whatever. And I always say tamau sayo because I don't want any veggies in it. And it would always make people there laugh. So I did it in Indonesia, in Bali as well, and like got a crazy reaction out of the waitresses.
Yeah.
They were like, you know, so surprised that that's the only thing I know to say in their language. No vegetables.
And we actually went to a really nice brunch spot. It's called Sister Fields. And oh my gosh, it was something else. And it was packed like all the time. And they had like stuff for kids to eat as well. Like Seth and Abby loved it. There's some special chip or something. I can't even remember the name.
Yeah, some like crazy fries.
Yeah.
Some really good types of egg.
It was really, it was something else. It was different. So definitely recommend if you're not going to Bali. But so then the last day we decided to, you know, go shopping and, you know.
Of course we did.
A little bit of shopping on the last day we went.
Yeah, took the kids during the day, you know, did some shopping with them. And then in the night, of course, Madam dragged me all over the streets of Bali.
Oh my gosh,
to try and shop.
We walked and walked and walked and walked. And then Shehan wanted to go to this...
Burger place.
And it was on the other side of the road. And then I was just like... I told you, though. It has to be on this...
And I thought, I was like, no, it has to be this way. So we started walking the wrong direction for about 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And then we realized, oh, my God, we went the wrong way. And then walked back.
But it was worth it for you though, right? The burger was really good. And we went on a bike
Chubbasaurus.
Remember?
We went on scooters.
Yeah. So first we actually went on the scooter, went to a shop, and then only later Sharon was like, it's on the other side. And we were like, oh my God. My legs were killing me. I think they're still hurting after this trip.
It's crazy. You did not explain that properly.
I didn't. Why didn't you explain
so
it
properly? We took a scooter because we wanted to go to a specific shop that Ashi wanted to go to. And we got to... The shop was closed. And then I said, okay, I want to get this burger. But I think we passed it and came. But it was just a little bit more ahead, maybe 20 meters ahead. And we walked all the way back and realized, oh my God, it was just there. And then had to go back again. So yeah.
Crazy.
But it was fun. We had a good time.
Yeah, actually, I'm happy we did that. That nice little walk. Then came back and then just Shehan and his parents, we just had a long chat, the four of them, do you remember?
Yeah, they had got their massages and stuff and were relaxing.
At the villa.
So we had a chat with them. And then to packing.
Oh my gosh. Now, I don't know why. I have this thing when I pack, I just put everything in. I'm not very good at it.
Yeah, but which leaves less room, obviously. So then I have to step in.
He's a genius. Yeah, he's a genius when it comes to packing, actually.
Thank you.
I'm good at like planning everything. He's good at doing the packing. So I fell asleep nicely. You did the rest of it, right? Yeah. I knocked out.
Obviously, I had to finish.
That's like the most stressful thing, I think, for me. It's like, we keep it for like the last minute also. But no, this
Why
time...
Why would we do it any other way?
Yeah.
Other
no, I feel like we should
minute.
Though, you know, just keep like putting everything.
Yeah, let's not kid ourselves.
But we should.
We've spoken about this plenty of times.
That's
I remember true. Once you were like, oh, we should take everything out of the bags and arrange them in the cupboards in the hotel room. And I was like, really? Like,
never happened.
Like 5 minutes in, you guys have no idea. 5 minutes into us entering a hotel room, it's a mess.
Yeah,
it's
I just don't
mess. We don't even know how it happens.
I just don't know how.
It just
how.
Happens so fast. It's just like, bam, the room's a mess.
And I just look at him like, wow, like what did we do? Like how? We're just messy people.
Yeah,
okay?
But it doesn't bother us. Like we love our own mess. You know?
Yeah. We're used to it. But
now.
sometimes I try, okay, let's clean it, let's keep it, but no, it's just 10 seconds it's later,
like,
bam.
Yeah, she'll clean our dining table because we keep like bills and stuff.
Oh my god.
She'll clean it in the morning, by night time it's just, it's screwed all
and
over
I'm like,
again.
I get up the next morning, I'm just like, how? Like, why did we do this? How did we do this? But it was
And then the flights back were really easy as well.
Super, I think Seth was waiting to come back.
Yeah.
And then he has passed out, he passed out and when we got home, he didn't even
know.
Yeah,
he passed it on the plane and didn't know. He got home, so he woke up in bed and he was like, oh, what? We're here.
Yeah, it was so cute.
Yeah.
Nangi actually slept. Yeah, Nangi also slept the whole flight. It was pretty good. That's why I always recommend. I think night flights are always good. I mean.
And they're good kids.
Yeah.
So, you know, kind of were really lucky.
Yeah. It was fun. We had
a
blast.
It was a great time.
Now, next another trip. Let's see what we plan.
Yeah. We got some stuff in store.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But I guess that's all for today. So thank you so much for tuning in and listening to our ramblings.
We hope you guys enjoyed it. We were just talking.
Yeah.
About it.
Please give us a thumbs up. Tell your friends to subscribe. And like we say, it's all G.
This podcast is a Creator Cast production.